Bill, a little bit about the Spurs. You're going into this season, and they have problems with COVID and the basketball season. And what we do here is actually for history, and when people look back on this, are you in Florida, or how are you able to do the play-by-play for the Spurs?
It's 2020, isn't it? Man, it's absolutely crazy. Brief synopsis, the NBA established a bubble at Disney World where they brought in 22 teams, and they have limited amount of people that are associated with those teams that can come there. All the local or regional broadcast teams with these NBA ball clubs are staying in their respective cities. And in our case in San Antonio, we're getting a feed from Orlando, and we are actually at the AT&T Center, their arena in San Antonio, on a set watching an 83-inch screen along with everybody else and calling the games from here. And the technical part of it, I totally don't understand how they're able to pull it off to where to with satellite delay and microphones here and there, and no fans allowed in our arena here because of COVID, and no fans, of course, allowed in Orlando. But we're just excited that basketball is back, and they so far, knock on wood, have had no positive tests from any of the players in the last 2 weeks, which shows you that this bubble and masking and all of that stuff works when you're able to keep people in that kind of situation. I'm just hopeful that we can come up with a vaccine, and people are smart enough to continue to social distance and mask, and that we can hopefully, when we get around to the start of next season, be able to get back to a little bit of normalcy. But I'm just grateful that I'm able to participate, even if it's 1,000 miles away from where the actual games are. And it's been fun just to have our crew back together.
Right. Bill, I have always, down through the years, admired your coach. You call him Pop, Greg Popovich. And I am certain that's been an interesting experience for you to be around him.
Yeah, he is the original most interesting man, I think. It's been amazing that when there's coaches, I can't remember what the number is, how many coaching changes have been made since he became the head coach 24 years ago, but it's in the hundreds. And he's the only coach I've known as the Spurs in the 17 years I've done it. And he's what I tell people is that, and some people don't agree with some of his commentary and this and that, but I tell people that I hope you look at his actions. And his actions have been absolutely incredible. The way he bonds with his players, and he truly cares about people first before any of the basketball stuff comes in. And his belief is, if I believe in you and get to know you as a player, then the trust that you're going to have from player to player or me is going to translate on the basketball floor automatically. And then when you look at the things that he's done for charity, he's literally given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the food bank here. He's done all kinds of charitable things that he purposely does not get announced because he doesn't want anybody talking about him. He's way beyond the sport of basketball, and the impact he's made with his players and so many others is far-reaching. He's quite a guy.
Yeah, I like his down-to-earth talk. Well, Bill, this was very nice of you to call in and be a part of this oral history for JV, and I know it meant a lot to him and to us to have you here with him. So you guys say goodbye to each other.
Bill, I'll be calling you a little bit later.
All right. Hopefully not from the casino. Protect your money, Coach. John and Don, it's been great to connect with you guys again. Great times with both of you, and appreciate you to include me in this with JV. Thanks.
Absolutely.
A bunch, guys.
Thank you so much, Bill. You have worked as director for state basketball tournaments, all state games. You've worked as director for the Tournament of Champions for the Oklahoma Junior Collegiate state tournaments. You're past president of the Oklahoma Coaches Association, member of the Oklahoma and National Coaches Hall of Fame. I mean, that's quite a record. And you've been a great commercial pitchman, everything from bakeries, orthopedic specialists to retirement homes. You're a salesman on radio and television.
Well, you know, most of those that that I talk about, I really believe it because I've been there, I've watched it, I've studied it, and it's just a pleasure to be able to be complimenting them on the radio or on television.
And you're an inventor. You have a patent for a rebounding machine.
Yes.
And how did that go over?
Well, it went over real good, to be very honest. We had them in, about 70% of the high schools in Oklahoma had one of them. And I think there's still several of them around, but we closed the company down years ago. But it was a great move in order to help young men be good rebounders. It worked.
And how did it work? How did it operate?
Well, we had it on attached to a wall on the end of a cable, and you could set it where that the middle of the ball was, say, was 10 feet or 11 feet, and then you had to get your hands above half the ball in order to pull it down. And this made kids start to grab the ball that way instead of just getting it underneath and then get bumped and they lose the ball. So it worked.
Yeah. Did you have to work on that a few times to make that finally the finished product?
You know, we had a couple, that was at Edison when I did that, and we had a couple of investors that put in the money to get it done, and they helped a lot as well.
Yeah.